Washington Post, border apprehensions have risen more than 30% for two consecutive months. By Neil Monroe on September 1, 2023. President Joe Biden's deputies allowed a record-breaking inflow of roughly 300,000 migrants across the U.S. border in August, according to a report Thursday in the Washington Post. The leaked data shows border apprehensions have risen more than 30% for two consecutive months, the Post reported. The accelerating inflow is likely to spur more protests, especially in the Democratic-run cities that have welcomed most of the low-wage migrants. Biden's massive inflow is delivering almost one migrant for every American birth, not counting the government's additional inflow of roughly 2 million legal migrants and temporary contract workers. This government-directed population spike is pushing Americans' wages down, while also pushing inflation, housing prices, and investors' stocks upwards. Watch, over a dozen migrants rush the beach in Florida's Palm Beach County. The border inflow is sharply up from the June and July inflows, partly because more migrants are walking through the open gates and legal loopholes provided by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The August inflow included roughly 180,000 migrants who allowed themselves to be arrested, registered, and released, up from 133,000 in July and 100,000 in June. Once released, the migrants can get jobs to pay off their smuggling debts. An additional 50,000 migrants were invited by Mayorkas's CBO1 telephone app for registration and release at the official border entrances. Another 30,000 migrants from four countries were invited to fly into the United States via the parole loophole that is now being reviewed by a federal court in Texas. Those avenues invited 260,000 migrants through Mayorkas's border in August, a third more than the 210,000 welcomed in July. Some migrants will be deported. Since May, 620,000 migrants have been allowed into the U.S. since May, but officials have only excluded or repatriated just 200,000 migrants, the Post reported. The August flood included a record inflow of migrant families, the Post reported. The U.S. Border Patrol arrested at least 91,000 migrants who crossed as part of a family group in August, exceeding the prior one-month record of 84,486 set in May 2019, during the Trump administration. Families were the single largest demographic group crossing the border in August, surpassing single adults for the first time since Biden took office. The official 260,000 number for August does not count the roughly 50,000 gotaways who sneak past the thin line of distracted border guards to avoid Mayorkas' register and release program. Mayorkas has repeatedly said he will not deport illegals unless they are convicted of felonies. These migrants are allowed to get jobs, which allows them to pay off their smuggling debts and to later bring their wives and children into the United States. That inclusion of the gotaway numbers would bring Biden's August inflow to roughly 300,000, or a rate of 3.6 million per year. In June, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimated that just 3.66 million children were born in 2022, including many children of illegal migrants. The 2022 birth number was a non-significant decline from 2021, the CDC reported. In addition to the huge border inflow, many migrants are flying into the United States carrying tourist visas or student visas, but fully intending to take U.S. jobs, often long past the expiration of their visas. Border officials block very few of these job-seeking migrants. But in August, they did exclude 21 self-proclaimed students from the Telangana province of India. The federal government's vast inflow of legal, temporary, and illegal migrants has already sidelined and replaced many Americans in the economy, especially in the well-paid technology and healthcare sectors. Over time, the illegal and legal inflow will allow foreigners to quickly replace many more Americans who are searching for decent jobs, careers, housing, and even seats in Congress. The economic shock of migration also makes it difficult for Americans to have homes, families, children, or stable lives. In 2022, roughly 100,000 Americans died early deaths because of despair, drugs, and government passivity. Biden admin continues releasing migrants in Texas border town. But investors welcome Biden's flood of migrants. Biden's migration policies could add an incremental 500,000 workers over the next three quarters above trend levels and meaningfully dent the jobs workers gap, so helping to keep nationwide wage gains to just 1.5% above inflation, said an August 28 report from Goldman Sachs. Similarly, a May 2023 study prepared for the West Coast investors at Forward.us reported that migration suppresses wages and spikes housing prices. The presence of an immigrant workforce typically can help local communities mitigate sudden labor shortages, particularly in industries such as construction and hospitality. But, as immigration decreased before and during the pandemic, these jobs remain largely unfilled, leading to extreme labor shortages and rising wages. In other words, inflation rose in part because of a tightening labor market. Mason researchers find that this sudden population shift is associated with a squeeze on labor supply as well as upward pressures on wages and home prices. These upward pressures can lead to higher wages that then lead to increasing costs for consumers. In Florida, for example, the GOP-led government crackdown on illegal migration has nudged up wages for people in the construction and landscaping sectors. The immigrants with legal status are in high demand, and they know it, and they want top dollar, complained Marie Merer, the owner of a small landscaping firm in Lakeland, Florida. She added, "When you do find one, they want top dollar. We can't afford to pay someone per day what the average yard pays us in a month. When you find someone that has all the credentials, get ready to pay them close to $200 per day." The only way to stop Biden's inflow is for GOP members in Congress to bar any 2024 spending that aids the inflow of migrants. That political battle will happen over the next few weeks as the House and Senate write the spending bills for next year. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. "The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country," Mayorkas claims. "Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion," according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats,